in Taos, we were a bunch of people that we didn't know we were poor until somebody came along much later and told us that. Everything was built around the land. Yes, I was a sheep herder. However, my first job was watering a garden, and I went to live with a lady. We watered the garden, and then I came back, and when I was 12, I became a sheep herder. I went to work for a sheep man out of Arroyo Hondo, New Mexico, and eventually I was sent to the mountains with a herd of 500 sheep to care for them in the Chama Mountains.
There's a lot of traditions and values that go forward, but one of them is education. And from what I understand and from what I've always heard, it was because of your father, my grandfather, who got that degree and ice skated down the river to his little one-room classroom. And it's just spread and flourished and gone on until this day.
He always spoke education. He went to the seventh grade. From the seventh grade, he became a teacher. He came back from World War I and became a superintendent. Most of us have gone into education, into teaching. Others have gone beyond that. You and I have doctorate degrees. Others in the family have them too. But it is part of that heritage of you must get an education. And I was one of those that was most opposed to education. But my trip to Korea taught me that there was great value, exceedingly great value in teaching. My grandfather fought in the Civil War, my father in World War I, my brother in World War II. And I fought in Korea, and my brother fought in Vietnam. And we ran out of boys.
And all of them went on to be educated after they came out of the
war. And the other thing
war,
is
right?
That we had a brother in between every war. Yes, all of them went on to get an education after they returned from the military. And I became the president of the Doña Ana County Community College. And I retired from that. Then I became a principal at Holy Cross Catholic School. And then I went and worked for the state of New Mexico, evaluating projects for the Commission on Higher Ed. And then from there, went back to being a principal at Catholic School and finally retired. But I'm proud of all those years that I spent. And I might go back a little bit and say that I did not like school. I figured that Uncle Sam owed me something. So I went to college. After the war. And Uncle Sam paid for my BA and my MA. That, I thought, was my payback. But in reality, because of that, I never applied to VA for any services, any kind of help that they could give me. I figured I had gone to Korea. I left Korea, and I was home. And the good Lord and the Virgen de Guadalupe brought me right back. So I have been very blessed.
In a way, I think maybe it was, you thought it was payback from the government for your time in war, but it was also pay forward for not only you, but for all of the people that you've worked with in your career, for your family members, and for just the community in general. So it was a good idea, the GI Bill, for
we
you.
We had a wonderful time. My brothers, as you know, one from Vietnam is very sick from Agent Orange and all those other things. But he too came back, got an education, and retired as a principal. You need to learn that everybody and everything is a new and wonderful experience.